It's the Bad Advice Show.
Good afternoon, good night, and good morning, you dirty dick motherfuckers. We're the Bad Advice Show. Hey, everybody. I'm your illustrious host, Gordon Baker Bone. And to my left, hailing from parts of Georgia where he doesn't look like T.I., please put your hands together for some Rome Russell, everybody.
All right, what's happening?
And to my right, hailing from the boot of the South, I call it the Viennese of America, Nylands, motherfuckers. Put your hands together for Mel, everybody.
Hey, niggas.
Hey. All right.
What's happening?
A lot's going on this week.
It's been a messy week.
We got the diva out of out of DC.
Kissinger pushing up daisies.
Yes. Ooh. I don't know too much about Henry Kissinger besides the fact that his name strikes fear in multiple people's hearts. I don't know why.
He was responsible for the murder of millions of
people. Really?
Millions of people.
See, this is why I only focus on Black history, because Black history is dark, but it's also a little bit more jolly.
No, slavery is pretty terrible.
I agree, but it's you don't have to. God, you know what's weird? I did a show yesterday, and I live in a town where one of the actresses in Hamilton lives, and I don't like Hamilton.
Mm.
I don't.
I like people.
Yeah, because it's bigging up former slave owners, and I'm just like, ugh, don't make these dudes seem cool, because they weren't cool. George Washington had slave teeth.
Did
I lose you guys?
He did.
Sorry. I'm sorry if anyone is startled by that news, but George Washington had slave teeth. Like, yeah. Don't think that he had all wood teeth, because that's not the case. He took teeth from slaves and he put them in his mouth.
It's very much fan fiction.
I'm tired of that. I'm so tired of America's fan fiction. Man, I've been teaching.
I mean, I think I take Hamilton as seriously as I take America. And maybe that's why it doesn't bother me as much. Because, like, you're both full of lies.
I think Cerrone would do good in Hamilton. I think you would do well in Hamilton. I think you could be a character in Hamilton.
Nigga, like, you can call me so a big rabbit slave.
No. Now that you mention it. I'm sorry. Like he said it first. I didn't go there first.
Your character said it first.
Oh man, why is my character always in question?
Hold fast, Massa, with the blasso. Yeah, I fuck that. I'm not being a Hamilton.
Yeah, they really make these former slave owners seem cool, and I'm not with that. I honestly feel like these former presidents' foundations need in Hamilton to keep them in good PR.
It's great PR.
Yeah. Who doesn't like a rapping slave owner? I don't.
You telling me, what's his name? Robert E. Lee had bars? Probably.
I would hate if Robert E. Lee had bars.
I don't
bars.
Think Robert E. Lee can rap.
You don't think so?
Nah.
It's so wild, like, the part of this country that they still do Civil War reenactments, and it blows my mind that they still do that. Why are we doing that still? I say we, and I should have said, why are white people still doing Civil War reenactments?
Because they was almost there, almost to the kind of country they wanted to run.
And they've been trying to get that motherfucker back ever since.
That sounds like blue balls at best. Like, could you imagine doing a reenactment of Almost Coming?
I think it's called Marriage Sex.
Wow.
Rome. Rome coming out this week.
He throws a right and a left. And there's a left to the body.
Jesus.
I think that what scares me about marriage is I hear people talk about marriage sex, and it's always sad. Why y'all not fucking good after y'all make that big jump after y'all
kids.
Jump the broom?
Kids.
I don't really? Know. That's always the case. I think you're hearing about the bad stories, but I know
people. The people with the bad stories have to be heard, so they got to get that shit out.
Yeah, there are married people who are having fantastic sex.
Yeah.
So there's married people out there fucking for real?
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
You see those TikTok couples with the 7 and 8 children? They fucking. Oh.
Something else
is being disregarded, but they are fucking.
I follow this one TikTok couple. They got 9 kids. And I'm hoping that they fucking for real. Like, yeah, you can't have 9 kids and not be fucking for real. This man keeps leaving it in.
I mean, sometimes you can just tell with the body. I mean, that's not all it is. But sometimes you can just tell with the body language of people if they be fucking for real. You can.
There's a real funny couple. And then the way that they look at each other, I'm like, this ain't what y'all want to film, but y'all found y'all niche.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got some other tapes floating around the house.
All right, I need to ask this question. So when I see these TikTok couples, I always think this, and I want y'all input on this. When I see TikTok couples that be doing challenges and posting mad videos, they be filming themselves when they fuck, right?
They're exhibitionists.
Mm.
They like to record and watch Hells, later.
Hells yeah. That's the best part.
Sorry.
Yeah. First piece of bad advice. Tape yourself while making coitus.
Coitus. Coitus
and
is one of my favorite words.
And be prepared for what you see. Because this is typically not, you know, polished, produced material.
No.
This is just fucking is a little different from porn.
Yeah, yo, get her that stroke doesn't look good on camera.
Mm-mm, it doesn't.
You've never thought about what it looks like to the outside world because you focus on pleasing your lady, but it don't look good on film.
Oh man, yeah.
A real blowjob face is a mess. It's a mess.
Oh, fucking
mess.
You're
looking like James Brown. It's not.
Sweater, James Brown.
Yeah, it's bad. Your hair be flat on one side. It's a mess. It's a mess.
Bonnet slipping off.
Bonnet? That shit has been knocked off and it's across the room.
Yo, I'm telling you this right now. There's nothing better than bonnet love. Bonnet love is, that's how you know it's real. When you make love to your lady in a bonnet, that's how you know you really love somebody.
You're a proponent of bonnet sex.
Yes, I am. I believe it's an intricate part of a relationship. When you make love in a bonnet, that's how you know that you're really with somebody that you care about.
You and your girlfriends be having matching
bonnets? I try to. If I can, I try to. Yeah, you know, not all of them want to wear bonnets. So, you know, I date all races. But
that's
like,
right. You be outside of the community.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know what the fuck they wear on the eggnog side.
I don't think nothing. I think it's just like them naked hair on a pillow.
That's why I can't. That's why
yeah, because it came over the phrase bedhead.
That's why I can't. That's why I can't mess around with white women, because like they don't wear bonnets. Strictly brown women in my bedroom, baby. Brown and black. Reese cup love, baby.
Oh my God.
I wish you had a better phrase for that, but I know you don't.
Whatever Elsie suggests is gonna be so much worse, we're gonna be mad. So just leave it where it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I don't get the like my cousins got white women and ugh, messy. Shout out to my cousin, I got a white baby mama who stared me down at my grandmother's funeral. I'm gonna get you back, bitch. I didn't put your babies in blackface. You did that. And I just made a comment. But I'm going to get you back. I got ice grilled at a funeral. I got ice grilled at a funeral by a white woman.
There he is. That's some old Young in the Wrestling shit right there to start some shit at a funeral.
I do want to be at a funeral where I see somebody like just get the shit slapped out of them and maybe flipped over one of the repast tables.
I was at one where somebody probably should have been slapped, but it didn't happen. Somebody brought the bonus baby to the funeral.
I knew the outside baby was involved. I knew it.
Yeah. And held him up in the air. He held him up in the air like Simba.
Can I? You know what? I'm not even going to ask. I'm just going to make this statement. I got stared down at a funeral because my cousin's baby mama, she's white. She put her kids in blackface. If you listen to the podcast, you know this story. And I made a comment, and then I got blocked. And then at the funeral, she stared at me, and it's been beef ever since. And I beat her in fantasy football. Thank you, niece. Kicked that ass twice in 1 year, and now they don't talk to me no more.
He put children in blackface and you the asshole?
They called me the asshole because like they said I shouldn't have said anything.
What?
You heard what I said. they told me that I shouldn't have said anything because she didn't like. All right. Quick backstory, everybody. My cousin has a baby with a South Jersey Wawa white chick. And the child is biracial. He wanted to be Black Panther. And she didn't buy the costume, so she painted his face black. We need video. We need video. Mel's face right now.
Because I forgot about this, and yeah. Then as you went into it, I was like, "Oh, this bitch." Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then my grandmother passed, and at the funeral, she stared me down the whole funeral, like eye locked, to a point that my brother, like, I'm grieving, and my brother nudges me, he gives me the elbow, like, "Why is she staring at you?" And I go, "I look up, I'm like, what?"
I mean, she wasn't gonna do shit, so.
Yeah, she ain't know. She don't want that smoke.
Because, like, how do you explain this argument?
You can't.
How do you explain this argument at your Black in-law's matriarch's funeral?
Well, she's not an in-law. She's just a baby mama, and my cousin loves to remind us of that.
Not the cousin who's the baby daddy.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, he reminds us.
Oh, they hate each other. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, all they've right. they've been together since high school. First they piece of bad advice. First piece of bad advice. Second piece of bad advice. Have kids with someone that you hate.
Couples who hate each other are like fascinating to me.
Yeah.
My parents. I have never seen people with more contempt for each other. Like, even when they would compliment each other, it would sound like so begrudging and passive aggressive. They hated each other. Why? Why?
I don't know why.
Why stay with someone you hate?
Well, they say they do it for the kids, and then midway through, they go,
"Nigga, I'm the kids. Do you have any idea how fucked up I am? Extraordinarily."
Oh man,
extremely. If like the kids can tell that shit.
Speaking of fucked up kids, take care of your kids. Christmas coming up. Make sure y'all get a kid a decent gift this year.
Like, and don't prank your kids for Christmas. Don't be a dickhead.
Mel, you know that's going to happen.
No empty PS5 boxes.
Don't do that. You raggedy motherfucker.
No empty Oculus boxes.
Oh, man. You know how hard it is to
You want to make 8-year-olds cry for TikTok. You was a bitch-ass nigga.
That I don't know how people figure this out or do this to their children, but it's fucked up. Like, I see these videos, and like, I'm part of the problem because I still watch it. I'm like, why'd you do this? Why? Is it fun?
I hate those joints.
Is it fun to disappoint your child?
Like, there's nothing fun about making a kid cry.
Man, why is it so easy to make a baby?
Because it feels good.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh,
God. Are you okay? You need a second?
Yeah. I'm good. I don't know, it's easy as hell. I never even did it on purpose. It's easy as fuck.
It is incredibly easy. I had one on purpose.
I'm
50-50 for me. You know.
I'll say this. The reason I don't have kids is because, like, right when I'm about to reach that climax, I always think about the monetary value. I'm like, that's $1 million.
I bet you're a hoot to be with. This nigga pull out and go outside. There's a nigga coming in your backyard. Yeah, he's nervous about having a baby.
So weird. He is so weird.
I'm not weird. I'm not weird. I'm physically responsible.
I just think it took 2 trains and a transfer to go come at home just to make sure.
It's not the principle. It's the length that you go to.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. I burned my arm on a goddamn whirly pop yesterday. And
I'm sorry,
now
what?
It's peeling. I burned my elbow.
Oh, making popcorn.
Yeah.
Making popcorn.
Dangerous business. Hold up now.
I was getting the butter ready and the salt ready for the popcorn. And I bumped into the whirly pop and it was sizzling.
Popcorn ain't a sucker's game.
Am I the only microwave popcorn boy here?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I don't take my popcorn seriously enough.
Well, Sarone, you know what I'm getting you for Christmas? You're getting a whirly pop.
No. No. I'm tired of you. See, a lot of people don't know this behind the scenes. Gordon likes to give you shit that he loves, whether you want it or not.
Because he come into your house. Let's get that part clear.
Okay, let me clarify. I don't. If I ever end up at Sarone's house, it's never by intent. I get a phone call or a text from Mike Brown or Dylan or John Minus, and they go, "We're going to Sarone's." I go, "All right, I guess." And I get a whole bunch of steaks, and I show up.
Yeah, that nigga showed up to my house with backseat steaks.
Fucking room temperature steaks.
No cooler, just meat.
Oh man!
Look, get out of the car. You said the air conditioner was on the whole way, so you should be good.
What the fuck? Lukewarm steaks.
They were room temperature. They had to be room temperature. You can't just throw cold frozen.
They do have to be in the room temperature, but I don't think they should be lukewarm.
If Gordon get your address, you gonna get some shit that he loves that he don't care if you like or not.
I really do. I show up with the shit that I like. When I come to your crib, I come with shit that I like.
works with it though, because it's like, you know, I'm putting you on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's like going over to drink tequila. Well, that's funny because I brought a gallon of this shit I like.
And newsflash, now you do.
Yeah. Now you drinking tequila all night.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you this. Who made me feel good when I went over to Jerome's house? Boogie made me feel very nice because he was like, "Ooh, I never had a steak this big." Like, what? Like, today you will.
Man, I ain't got the kind of money to feed five children steaks all the time.
Hell, big family kids don't get stuff like that. Are you crazy?
Oh man, I gave him the biggest ribeye steak.
And he about to eat like he had never ate before.
Just embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Like, we feed you. Use your knife and fork. What are you doing?
Oh, man. He made me feel so happy. I was like, all right, yeah, man. This is a Pat LaFrieda steak. I never heard that before. I'm like, what the fuck?
You know how much it would cost me to get steaks for seven people?
I do, because I've been to Costco. And every time I see that, I'm like, whoo, glad I live alone.
Yeah. Oh, man. What a good time that was. All because John Midas wanted to go visit Rome. And Dylan wanted to get in a hot tub with all of us. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
After I told him, no. He's like, you got a hot tub. Like, yeah, I know I got one. We're not getting in it. Why not? And we argued about this for a good hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, it was a long argument. It was a strong debate.
Why can't you just fill it up? Because I'm not.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was weird because John took off his pants and was ready to get in the hot tub. We all just said no. Oh my God.
John just had a birthday, so happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday, Minus. Oh man. Oh wow. How do we get here?
How do we ever get here? You know,
I don't know.
That's your third piece of bad advice though. Bring shit to people's houses that you love without regard for what they like.
True.
We just wanted pizza.
Yeah. It, like, if I show up to your house with a pizza, I'm bringing the pizza that I want. I'm bringing shrimp scampi pizza. It's one of the finest pizzas in the land.
Shrimp scampi pizza.
Ooh, I'd be so mad at you.
Now, I do like shrimp on pizza, but, like, I make my pizza now. I don't even buy pizza anymore.
You make your own pizzas?
I make my own pizza.
You fancy as shit.
I am poor. And I have a skill. That is all.
Oh man.
But no, like, I make my own pizza. I'm actually pretty good at it.
Mel's out here like Colonial Williamsburg.
I'm about to be churning my own butter, nigga. Don't play.
Churning butter, making pizza, popping popcorn on the stove.
Reading books by candlelight.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely getting you a whirly pop. I don't care what no one says. You're getting a whirly pop. I'm telling you.
Trying to figure out how I can ban packages by person to the mailman. I don't want to put you on the list because I don't want you getting in no trouble, but I don't want nothing sent to my house.
Leave my home alone.
Listen, a whirly pop is like, hey, this is not even bad advice. Everyone get a whirly pop. Pop your own popcorn. Stop doing that microwave stuff. Pop it on your stove, baby. Hear no sounds. Pouring your own seasoning on. Goodness,
popcorn
goodness,
is so
goodness.
Much better than microwave popcorn. I can't even.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to get with the program because I ate a bag of microwave popcorn today.
You did?
Yeah, I did at work.
Once you start popping on the stove, you're not gonna want microwave popcorn anymore.
Ever again.
It's gonna taste stale.
Again. Oh man.
All right, so let's get down to the news of the week. Santos, out of here.
That
Out of
motherfucker
here. Sixth member of the House of Representatives ever expelled in history. Like, and if we've been some bad representatives and congressmen, you know, it's been some motherfuckers in there who've done some silly and shady shit, but he got voted out.
He might be.
Do you understand the copious shit you got to do for Republicans to go? No.
Nah, big
Well, he
dog.
spent 100 grand on OnlyFans. They was like, wow.
He was literally using people's credit cards fraudulently. Max Miller, who is another representative, said he used his campaign, charged his and his mama's credit card, and they were beyond the FEC guidelines for like what the maximum for what you can contribute to a campaign.
He stole a dog from a wounded veteran.
Say what now?
We still haven't seen that baby again.
Still ain't seen that baby
Where the
again.
fuck is the baby? Whose baby was it?
He
So
rented that baby.
he rented that fucking baby.
He rented that baby on Turo. White baby, 8 months,
Baby,
$4.95 a week.
not a Tubi, a Temu baby.
Wait, I gotta ask y'all this question. Who's worse, Dr. Love or Santos?
Dr. Love.
Dr. Love
Yeah.
who?
Dr.
Wait, you talking
Oh.
about the fake doctor?
Yeah, the fake doctor that went around
Oh,
Florida.
it's Santos. It's Santos. Ain't his shit international?
Yeah,
Like that
man.
little boy is just in Kentucky or whatever the fuck, right?
Yeah.
And honestly, adults, can we? How did that happen? How did that happen?
I think he's the representative for Long Island.
No, I'm not talking about
So,
George Santos. I'm talking about that little boy.
well, he was in Florida, so he
Okay,
could get
he's
away with
Florida.
stuff.
Okay, never
Yeah.
mind. Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah, Florida get away with a lot of stuff that like we don't talk about at all. All right. Ugh, man. If y'all
All
can get
right.
away with some copious shit, like what crime would you commit real quick?
Bank robber.
Ooh, that's a good one. Mel?
I don't want to say it because I don't know that I won't do it.
Mel, like I might end up doing this shit for real, so I
Everything
won't
is
give it
so
away.
hard. It's so hard right now.
I just want to pack a bunch of cash in the duffel bags and walk out with it because that seems so cool. I know cash is heavy as shit, but.
Yeah, I watch a lot of crime dramas and like how they pack suitcases full of money, and I don't know what film I just watched on Netflix, but it was about mercenaries stealing from drug lords, and to keep warm, they burned $1 million to keep warm.
Damn.
Right?
You stole so much you had a million to burn?
Yeah.
That sounds like the type of movie John Cena would be in.
Hey, has John Cena ever said no to a movie?
John
No.
Cena says no to movies as much as Shaq says no to endorsements.
Yeah. He says no to movies like Cornel West says no to Outside Coochie.
Yo, yo. I gotta tell y'all, y'all gotta stop fucking with these nerds. They are the worst niggas alive.
People like nerd dick.
Worst.
Nerd dick is a thing. And on that note, nerd dick and nerd vagina is the untapped mind of the world. People love it.
Yeah, and Cornel West knew that because he's smart. He knew that before we did.
Yeah. Yeah, Cornel West is, can we say he's king of nerd dick?
He might be. He's been slanging that verbose nerd dick since the early 80s, I think.
I don't know if he's king, but he's definitely.
He definitely a duke. A
yeah,
duke of
dick.
He is nobility.
They said Cornel West had a whole $5,000 a month apartment in Boston just for fucking.
He spent somebody's salary.
Boston?
So he can have a place to fuck. A $5,000 apartment in Boston.
In Boston? Oh, he fucking smoked. He was fucking someone white.
Yes. Wait, yeah. I didn't know that was a question.
Yeah, white Boston pussy. Ugh.
Does Cornel West fuck black women?
I think so.
I think he just fucks.
You think he just fucks?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
If he definitely don't moisturize his hair. He's fucking.
But you know what? There are some sisters that'll let a nigga just be dry. Okay, yeah. It's a certain type. It's just a certain type. Not all, but a certain type will.
Not at all. Not for long
time. Let a
time.
Nigga stay ashy.
God, I just straightened my hair this week.
I saw that Trinidad James.
Yeah, I straightened my hair this week. I didn't know I had hair like that. There's nothing better in the world than when a black woman compliments you on your limb.
On your silk press?
Yes.
Did you bump the ends?
No, I didn't bump the ends. But like,
you didn't see him on a gram?
No, I didn't see him. Let me
that
go look.
Was looking luxurious.
Talk amongst yourself.
Bruh, it was wavy, and I didn't know my hair was like that. Like, a lot of people think my hair is just dreads, but it's a two-strand twist. I say this all the time to people. Yeah, y'all sleep on a two-strand twist. It's quite nice. It makes you feel, gives you some complexity when it comes down to your hair. And I did not know it went like that.
Did you now?
No, I didn't. Like,
no, your hair looks great.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm all who's still for real this month. I'm like,
what product line does your stylist use? Like what shampoo, what conditioner?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't ask.
I just saw it.
I told you I was looking luxurious out here.
Oh my God. This nigga. Oh, he look like he running numbers.
nigga.
This nigga look like he running numbers for the most empathetic gangster in Newark, New Jersey. What the fuck is going on? He look like a pimp with tuition reimbursement.
He definitely looks like a pimp who would accept a sad story. And we'll buy your groceries.
I didn't know your hair was that luxurious, partner.
He looked like the type of pimp who tell you you don't even have to be doing
this. Yeah. You meant for cosmetology, baby. I had no idea your hair got this long, man.
He's talking up a storm and we can't hear a thing.
At all. Good. I'm glad we can't hear because I can get the roast off. You say you don't know his shampoo. Nigga, that is mane and tail. You and the Kentucky Derby got that in common.
Nah, boy stepped out clean.
You like a thoroughbred Arabian horse.
Oh yeah.
He definitely looks like his hair has been taken care of by that lady with that dog.
Oh hell yeah. This nigga getting oils and all kind of essential meats mixed in with his food.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I like having honestly, I didn't even know my hair was like that.
You better get an omega-3 endorsement. Like, ooh. Now.
Because you got a shiny coat.
Nigga, did you just say I got a shiny coat?
Like a Labrador.
I was just going to say you are glowing.
My stomach hurt.
Oh, I'm lightheaded. Wait.
I didn't know my hair did that. I just thought it was like, you know, I keep it all twisted up. But like I've been getting compliments. Like I go to a barbershop that has one lady in it. Hey, another thing too. Barbershops, can y'all like chill on the conversations? I know y'all go to barbershops to say whatever toxic shit y'all been having in your heart for the past 2 weeks. I'm tired of the shit.
Man, hush. Like if you're not allowed to talk like that at home, don't come to the barbershop talking like that. You passive aggressive ass nigga.
Yo, so Mel.
No, man, because they be in the barbershop. Like, yeah. So my wife said, you know, take the thing over. I told the bitch, but you ain't never said that.
Never said that. It never happened.
Never happened.
And that's okay.
I bought headphones.
We still love you. You're our brother.
I bought earbuds just to not hear it. And goofy me, I bought the earbuds and I thought they would be charged. They weren't charged. And they had some weird charger that I couldn't even charge them. So I had to sit there and listen. I'm like, oh, God. And like the one dude that was in there, he kept saying, I'm from L.A. So, you know, I'm different. I'm like, no, what?
Different how, nigga?
What is the actual fucking meaning?
I'm from LA, you know, the toilet's flush counterclockwise out there, so I don't put what, up with nigga? What?
Nigga, if you don't get out of my face. But yeah, like, ugh, I don't like going to barbershops at all. That's this is the reason why I now go to Dominican barbershops, because I don't fully understand everything. Well, I do. Damn, I hate the fact that I know Spanish. And I hear them talking, but I pretend like I don't know.
You don't have to participate.
Yeah.
Yeah, because eventually, if you sit in there quiet enough, that's the thing I don't like. If you sit in there quiet, they don't take that as a sign. They go, well, what you think, big man? I think all of y'all should shut the fuck up.
Mel, do you have this issue when you go...
When I go to the barbershop, every once in a while, I'll get a dude that kind of like hates that more women are at the barbershop now.
Ooh.
But yeah, overall, the only thing, like, girls gotta skip their barbers around a little bit so that don't nobody get too familiar.
Yeah, you told us about this phenomenon where that if the barber realizes he can't hit, he'll start giving you bad haircuts.
Like,
that's wild as shit.
It's a barber, nigga.
It's just like, it's not, I won't even say it's 100% malicious. It's just not really a priority to make you happy.
That's
or not
bullshit.
Malicious, deliberate, whatever. But that, yeah, it's like weird. I feel like I'm being loud. Am I being loud?
No, you're not being loud. You're being accurate. And like, I didn't know this was a thing that's been happening in barbershops. Well, I should have known. I used to work in a barbershop.
It happens everywhere. Every once in a while, I'll get, you know, you'll just get those dudes who kind of, for whatever reason, you know, have their issues with women. And that's the place they feel like they can be that guy. Without,
yeah, you can go and cut loose in the barbershop.
Yeah, and then I'm there. So, you know, they're not cool with it. And I get it, but you know, my money's spinning, players. So I don't know what to tell you.
I'm learning this
get
now.
Get a blog. Get a YouTube channel.
No, I don't want that.
Oh man. I found out one of my coworkers is a red pill YouTuber.
Nah.
Yeah. Listens to every red pill YouTuber he can, and it's fucked up his mind. I never heard a white man refer to a body count before, and I was like, oh my God. It's crazy.
Nah.
Ugh. It's something so weird about when I hear people talk about body counts, because I'm just like, why does it matter to you, bro? Why? Are you okay? What's going on at home?
Sometimes it's too late to ask what's going on at home because they've been out of the house for 30 years. You didn't get enough hugs as a child, so now you're worried about a sexual past. Your
really
mama
have,
used to go to the grocery store and come back 4 hours later.
We really have to talk about how much inner child work a lot of us have to do. And nothing puts that on blast like Red Pill YouTube.
Oh man. I've been
them issues are deep.
I've been telling my friends. I've been telling my friends to work out their childhood issues, but they don't want to hear it though. They all call me Psychology Gordon.
And people hate to hear that it stems from childhood, it stems from the parents, but motherfucker, who else were they going to get it from?
Yeah.
Like, where else is a two-year-old going to get these messages from? You know?
Amen,
and
sister.
And it's not, and the thing about it is, it's still on us as adults to fix it. And our parents are evidence of what happens when you're an adult that doesn't fix it because you just passed it on. Because more times than not, unless your parent is like a raging fuckbag, they're probably trying to do a little better than what was done for them, you know?
I got a raging fuckbag as a parent. Not as a parent. What do you call someone that just recently met you and now are trying to be a parent?
I don't know, what would you call that? A ghost nigga.
No, that's a good word.
You're being haunted.
Oh, bro. Called me today, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Well, why are you calling me? And he's just like, oh, man, I just want to see how you doing. I'm like, 3-year-old me with
2003.
Three-year-old me would have loved this conversation.
I'm a grown ass man now, bro.
I have this conversation with my ex-husband sometimes where he'll run against certain walls with the kids. And I'm like, the time, what you're trying to do right now,
you
that was
be
like
it.
12 years ago.
Yep.
They're adults. They're adults. And, you know, I'm the daddy. It does not carry weight because what does that mean? It not only means little in their adult life, but they're starting to grasp how little it meant in their kid life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's without any interference. That's just dealing with you.
I'm such an asshole. Like I can't even help it. And like, it's weird when people try to connect with me and they don't have ground to stand on, and this nigga is floundering at everything. Cause like, I just got a witty comeback. I'm the worst. Like, I feel like you two know this well, cause I feel like in any situation, you guys got a witty comeback for any situation. Am I correct or am I wrong about that?
I tend to carry a zinger in my backpack.
Oh man, I keep zingers all the time, and I don't know. I don't understand why people talk to me, because I'm just like, if you say something, you know, I got this in my back pocket.
Do you ever find yourself with a zinger just right there, and you're like, I'm not gonna do this?
Oh man, I do it all the time. I can't help but do it. I can't help but do it. I lost
friends.
You
have to
about
let
it.
The zinger off.
I have to, because I get sick if I don't.
You're like Roger from American Dad.
Yes.
If he don't let it out, he will rot from the inside.
Yes, I will. And I try my best. I'm like, I shouldn't say this. But like,
imagine Gordon trying to hold back a zinger.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I literally got sick because one time someone said something to me and I didn't let it let a quick line out, and I was like, oh, I need to say this. I called him 3 days later. Like, your mama fat. What? I'm sorry. It was bothering me. Yeah, I'm not friend.
You missed it. Man, we was in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania. I don't think these people heard the word nigga as much as they heard in the 15 minutes we sat in the hotel lobby. Like when I came in,
coming from their own mouths.
Yeah, from their own. I mean, they say it with the hard R all the time, but they never seen niggas. You know,
never seen niggas nigga like you niggas.
Yeah. Like when I came into the building, all I heard was, "Hey, big nigga!" I put my hands up. I'm getting ready to fight, and it was Gordon.
I did do that. I'm so sorry.
He said, "Nigga, so much he made me uncomfortable."
I didn't say, "Hey, big nigga." I went, "Hey, big nigga."
It's not different enough to warrant this.
Wait, it's not?
It's not.
It sounds different when I say.
Does it? To does. You. Okay.
To me.
I understand that. You have a different perspective. I'll give it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, oh, yeah. I was happy to see the homie. Wait, y'all don't get happy when y'all see your homies and like.
I do. I do.
But we was a mixed company.
I expressed that happiness definitely.
Talk like you talk, but I was just like, I hope none of these folks get real comfortable and start over here calling me a nigga too, because this nigga right here. And he, every time he cussed, a family with children would walk by. He was bringing them up. Gordon just exploded if you're listening.
Yeah. It's fascinating to look at because you just see the little meltdown in the screen. And all you can do is helplessly watch.
That's it. It's like an alien movie when you're watching your friend from the inside the airlock and they like, "Save me." Like, "Yeah, but if I open it, the aliens will get in here." They like, "Please save me." You're like,
Would love to and would hate to be this guy, but I have some concerns.
I can't open the airlock for you.
Gordon is talking up a storm and we can't hear him, y'all. I mean,
he's talking
going
about
to town too.
Now we can hear you.
You can hear me. Yeah, I'm right here. I don't know this microphone and this setup. I don't know what the fuck is happening tonight. But I did a fundraiser yesterday, and
nice.
Yeah, man, they raised $1.4 million.
Whoa!
Damn.
Yeah. It's so weird to see that type of money.
Hell yeah, it is. Especially when you did it for probably free drinks in 80.
Oh man, they gave me so many free drinks.
You ain't getting none of this money.
Nope. You ever seen like an auction actually happen? Like where people actually put money up for like goofy shit?
No, I've never actually been into an auction house.
Oh man. They auctioned off Hamilton tickets and they started the bidding at $1,200. And I went, "That's my rent." So your night out is just my rent. Fuck you.
Fuck you. And they be doing this so nonchalantly. When I watch on, what's the big auction house, Sotheby's?
Yeah.
When they did just do it so nonchalantly with the paddle, 75, 85, and this is thousands.
I didn't know I lived amongst the top 10%. And I was just like, what the fuck is happening around here? Yo, a piece of advice. If you are able to wave a paddle that says $5,000, fuck you.
We're eating you first when we eat the rich.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Unless we get rich off this podcast first, and then we're going to have to rethink all this shit.
Yeah, we definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. The Bad Advice Show is going to be some of the best givers and charity donators you ever seen before in your life. I'm going to be giving the causes that probably shouldn't be supported.
That's the thing about me. Like, if I get money, I'm going to be donating. And that's the wild thing about me. It's like I want to help people around me.
And then there's so many other ways outside of, like, donations where you can do direct impact. I mean, it's just things like, as we grow, we're going to need employees and making sure that those employees are paid a living wage and not promised, like, payment and experience and shit like that. You know, I mean, there's a thing, and, like, charity is great, but I also think that before it gets to the point where before it gets to the point where I amass a lot, I want to make sure that everybody in my sphere, as far as supporting what we do, is good, you know?
Absolutely. And
because like when we think about how billionaires are made, and I don't want to get too soapboxy, but the edible just hit. But when we think about how billionaires are made and how often it's relying upon somebody getting less than they deserve. And so just circumvent that by making sure that everybody is swimming, everybody is eating. Like, what does that look like when corporations do that?
The lady that, I was just going to say, the lady that handles males' weed and hair, gonna be making $100,000 a year.
Oh my seriously. Goodness. That is absolutely gonna be a six-figure adventure, I promise.
As soon as I get a nice piece of change, I'm opening a Waffle House in Jersey. That's what I'm doing.
But it's like, I just think about, like, what does, and I'm not just talking about from a plan of us or whatever, I'm just thinking about in general, like, what does it look like when corporations equally distribute the wealth? If you have somebody who is making an eight-figure salary, how are you squaring this with somebody making a low five-figure salary? Like, how are you squaring that? Like, what is, because they're clearly essential to your operation. So why are they not essential enough to have a living wage? Why are they not essential enough to be able to afford to live close to your building? What are we creating, you know?
Hierarchy. Yeah.
And
yeah,
I just think about that. Like, I feel like philanthropy is great because we're in a system where philanthropy is necessary. But why are we creating this society that is contingent upon philanthropy when there is literally more than enough? It's not that there's not enough food, it's that the food isn't, you know, distributed properly. It's not that it's not enough money, it's that it's not distributed properly. And so I just think about that a lot. But I'm high and I don't want to go.
Wow, I like how you negated everything you just said.
No, I'm not negating it. I'm very much speaking truth. I'm just recognizing that I could really go off on this way longer than is necessary for this one.
Okay.
This economic expose brought to you by Maui Waui.
Actually, it's mimosa.
Ah, oh, ooh, that sounds fancy.
Wait, you trying to get mimosas or you?
No, that's the string.
Oh, okay. Man.
Mimosa and red wine.
Oh, red wine.
Yeah, I've been getting nice little tonight. Convalescent gifts.
Mel about to sleep good tonight, drinking that red wine.
I'm going to be writing and creating and whatnot.
Okay. Ugh.
I've been on the verge, and I think my friends are just like, bitch, hold on. So I've been getting like nice little care packages. My friend bought me some minestrone too.
Minestrone?
Yeah. Is that
What
what it
is
is?
that?
Minestrone?
I have no clue
Don't
what
pronounce
that
the
is.
E.
No, I don't even know what it is.
It's a soup.
Oh, okay. I'm not a soup guy myself.
Oh, I'm very much a soup girl. Soup
Jerome,
is
I
a
can't
very
picture you
important part of my
eating soup
existence.
at all.
Boy, you don't know that dented beef stew in the can used to hold a nigga down.
Tyson is probably 7% Dinty Moore beef stew.
That shit was fulfilling.
I used to crave them joints when I was pregnant.
Really?
Yes.
They,
Oh
hey,
man.
when I show you a can of, you'll know what it is. But dented plus white rice, you don't even know you poke.
Or crackers.
What?
Yes.
What the fuck did y'all just say?
Dinty Moore, and you pour it over white rice, or you just like scoop it with some crackers.
What the fuck are y'all eating?
Oh, it's probably 900 milligrams of sodium, but
Yeah,
it'll get you through the
it's absolutely hypertension in the can. But at this point, you're focusing on the milkshake.
Oh my God. The fuck are
Yo,
y'all doing?
I found out there's a Vienna sausage hive on Twitter, and I was so relieved.
Say what now?
My quiet shame has been that I love Vienna sausages and
Really?
salt and crackers.
Serum, do you eat Vienna sausages?
None of your goddamn business.
If you're people from the country, Vienna sausage and crackers, that was like the original nigga charcuterie. Vienna sausages, crackers, sardines, hog head cheese.
Nigga
Oh,
charcuterie. That's the name of this episode, Nigga charcuterie.
man. It's saltine.
I ate some
Ooh,
of the
ooh.
saltine growing up. I don't even eat them no more.
And if you were fancy, smoked oysters.
Say what
Let's
now?
talk about it. Smoked oysters,
Oh no,
period.
if you were fancy, you had them townhouse crackers. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Jerome, do you need a moment?
Okay, townhouse crackers, yes, I do. Buttery goodness, they are. I'm gonna buy some of them tomorrow. I got a good job now.
That's the one thing that I hate about, like, when you have a little bit of money and you still buy shit that you grew up with, you're like, I shouldn't be buying this.
That's how I know my period is coming because there's something in my mind that says, girl, get the meat sausages. And like within a week,
Is there?
it's right there.
Oh man.
The
Oh
harbinger of
man.
my menses.
Wait, you guys don't eat sardines, right?
I don't really eat sardines as an adult. My daddy used to like them, and so I used to eat them back in the day, but. Like he would do sardines and smoked oysters.
Jesus. Jesus. Oh man.
I'm more of a canned salmon.
Canned salmon. What?
I like to make salmon patties, salmon croquettes.
Oh, good God. Serum,
I'm probably gonna have that for breakfast tomorrow.
you're not doing canned salmon, are you, Serum?
Again, stay out of my business.
I just want you to know he would have
Enough.
punched you in your chest if y'all were in person.
Oh my God.
You
Oh.
didn't ask about two processed meats. That's 2 minutes.
Now, the thing that I could not get into was potty meat. It was a
That's
little
when
too
I knew shit.
loose.
That's when I knew shit was bad when we had potted meat in the house.
It was a little too loose. Like, that's when you know everything else, you could kind of like tuna fish, all of those things. You're scratching and surviving, but you're still in the game. Once the potted meat comes out, even as a kid, you know it's a little bleak. It's just too loose to feel like the right thing to put into your mouth.
I told my granddaddy it looked like cat food. He said, "Well, goddamn it,
That, like, is there anything with less nutritional value than potted meat on white bread?
then." Nothing.
Might as well just eat paste.
Is this a Southern thing or like
It
something I
might
just don't
be.
know?
It
It
might
might
be.
be. I don't know if Midwest country, do y'all do patty meat and Vienna sausages? Let us know.
Man. Yeah, I know shit was going bad when we had Vienna sausages in the house. I was like, oh shit. Mama need help. Tighten his belt.
Now,
We
I
got
was
Vienna.
not one. I never like ate. I didn't put like Vienna sausages in my pork and beans or anything. Did y'all eat pork and beans around?
Yeah.
Is that something y'all do up north? Going pork and beans?
We had it once.
Okay. Now, I didn't do Vienna sausages, but I would sometimes do
Wait,
hot
why'd
dogs.
you laugh if that's her own?
I just picture Janice saying, I'm going back to the plant. We ain't eating this shit no more.
I'm just imagining Gordon's look of confusion looking at the pork and beans.
Yeah, what is this?
That was about pork and beans with hot dogs over rice and cream style corn with peppers and smoked sausage over rice.
Jesus
Those meals
Christ.
held me down many a day.
Oh man. Oh man. Oh. Well, Jan did good by me. She kept it true blue. She made sure we didn't have too many pork and bean nights. She's a hustler. She's a lioness.
Yeah.
I'm a hustler. We just have to hustle on some pork and beans sometime.
Oh man, I gotta say this. I'm tired of Hotep black men saying that lions hunt. That's not true. Lions don't hunt, they
It's the women
defend.
folk.
Huh?
It's the women folk.
Yeah, it's the women folk that do that shit. And like you try to tell people that and they get these lion tattoos, like, oh man, I got a lion tattoo. I'm like, oh Jesus Christ, you Hotep ass nigga, you don't even know how to the jungle works. I'm sorry. Like my brother-in-law is so weird. He's the weirdest. Anybody else got a weird brother-in-law?
I think you have to have one.
No, actually, I like my in-laws.
Okay.
And my even my even Kelly's husband, who I cussed out on multiple occasions. Like we've become friends.
Oh. Well, that's good for you guys. Cool.
So
'Cause
yeah,
like,
no, I don't have my in-laws are pretty solid.
well, good for
It is
you.
good.
Yeah, I got some weirdo. I better clean this up in just in case I hear this podcast. I have a great brother-in-law.
The look on your
And
face,
that's
we
all.
really need video. We really need video because I hear what you're saying.
In-laws are weird, and like the way my dad treats my fucking brother-in-law, it's weird as hell. They wash the car together. They wash my dad's car together,
What in the
and
wake me up before your go-go is going on
right, and like they were splashing each other with the water,
there?
and I've never lost so much respect for my dad. Like it
I am
was.
sorry. I do not know your people to be laughing at this. That
No,
just
no, no.
really
You can
caught me
laugh.
off
You
guard.
don't, please laugh at that because I saw it. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? All right.
Thank
Right.
you.
Well, it's time for us to wrap this up. All right. Before we go, Sarum, where can we find you, homie?
Hey, it is December. That means I'm headlining at the DC Improv Lounge. December 29th through the 31st. So come on out and see me, man. Get your tickets at dcimprov.com.
Okay, and Mel, what can we find you?
You can find me at the Gates of Mel. The O is a zero. And you can find me a job. You will also be able to find my new newsletter dropping.
All right. And for me, at Bicker Bone on Instagram and Twitter, BickerBone.com. And also, if you guys want to support the podcast, it is Patreon.com/Bad Advice Show. We have extra content. We're going to be posting some extra episodes pretty soon. So please keep a lookout for that. And with that being said, we out, everybody. And stop splashing your brother-in-law with water.
And it makes strangers laugh.
Yeah, it does.